The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Beloved, God has a lot of good things in store for us. We are moving forward. We are in the season of shift, switch, change over, and turn over. We are just beginning our Kairos year. God's spiritual or Kairos year, appointed year, begins on the Resurrection Sunday. So we are actually in a new year. And in every new year is a shift, is a switch, is a turnover and a changeover. Irrespective of what we might have gone through, ups and downs, joy and sorrow, smiles, laughter and tears, that is how life is here on earth. But there is always something God has given to us. His presence has never left us. So even when situation comes for us to shed tears, and we quickly tune in into the consciousness of the fact of who we are, that we are children of God, that he has never separated himself from us, and that he is with us in that situation, that he is actually using that situation to train us and to build us and to get us closer to himself, I tell you, there wouldn't be tears. There will never be tears. I tell you, every tear will turn into joy. But most of the time, we forget ourselves of who we are. And so, before we realize, we have even cursed God for allowing us to go through those things before we come into ourselves. Beloved, whatever comes your way, God is aware. He knew it before it came. So when he knows it, then he knows what to do. But you see, God has given you and I a will. God does not easily intervene. You know something? God only intervenes in situations that are beyond you. For instance, when we go to bed, we are all asleep. We don't know what goes on in the night. So angels are in charge. Angels are hot in charge. Because we can't do anything. Now, even now that we are awake, we have physical eyes, but we don't have spiritual eyes to see things that are flying around us. God is fully in charge because he knows that we don't have that ability. But beloved, anything that you encounter, he wants you to speak, to tell him what to do. Your will is very important. So once again, beloved, on Wednesday, I will mention names. I see wonderful people that are back from Shiloh, from Easter, from the Passover. Once again, welcome back. I am here with the lady pastor, Gladys, and then Pascal Boja Worldwide, our technical team. Our topic today is placing a demand on the finished work of Christ and the resurrection power. Lord, I thank you. There is an angelic presence right now. There is a seraphim. Angels that burn with fire. Now, I begin to know that when I'm feeling that fire, it means the seraphim is around. It means the presence of an angel with me. And I need to be careful what I say at that time. I need to be careful what I do at that time. So I welcome you, seraphim. I welcome you, the presence of God. Come and lead us. Come and lead us. Step the Laliboja aside. Step me aside and take charge of me and lead your people. Thank you, Lord, once again. You know, these are two things that we are putting together. Placing a demand on the finished work is a theme on its own. And placing a demand on the resurrection power is the theme alone. But we are putting the two together. So our theme is placing a demand on the finished work of Christ. Just make it finished work. Anytime you see finished work, it's about the finished work of Christ on the cross. And the resurrection power. Beloved, in Numbers 23:23, some of these scriptures, we have read them before. But you know, the word of God is always new. Say always new. Always new. I'm telling you, the word of God is always new. Those of us who, by the grace of God, have been reading the Bible through every year, you need to fear God. The revelation he gave you in a particular, passage last year. This year, when you are reading the same place, it is as if you have never read that place. So that's the mystery of the word of God. So Numbers 23:23. Surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, see what God has done. See what God has done. In John chapter 19, in fact, I just read from the New Revised Standard Version. You know, Revised Standard Version is the Bible they use in schools for Bible knowledge. I don't know whether it is still like that. Revised Standard Version. So this one is New Revised Standard Version. In fact, this one even contains the Apocrypha and all that. In John chapter 19, verse number 30. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Acts chapter 2, from verse number 22. Acts chapter 2, from verse number 22. You that are Israelites, listening to what? Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 24. You that are Israelites, listening to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified and killed him, and killed by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Put yourself there. Now, beloved, we are back from the Passover, from Shiloh, from Easter. Once again, we are beginning God's Kairos year. God's Kairos year. God's Kairos year is God's appointed year. That is what we are beginning now. And every Kairos year, there is a shift, there is a switch, there is a turnover, there is a changeover, there is a setup. The calendar we are using is not God's calendar. Our calendar we are using is called the Gregorian or the lunar calendar, purely based on the movement of the sun. But in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, God told the Israelites, when they were going to apply the Passover lamb, the time that God was bringing them out of the Egyptian captivity, he said, this month should be the beginning of your year, your year, your year, or my year for you. That's why we need to be careful when the prophetic word comes, and then in that year it was not fulfilled, and then the devil tells you, you see that the thing didn't happen. God has his Kairos year, and it is different from the Gregorian or the lunar or the secular calendar we are using. Yes, God's Kairos moment works within the secular calendar. So once again, we should understand that spiritually, the Resurrection Sunday ushers us into God's Kairos year. And so, in fact, actually, there is something I'm going to teach you. Hey, people are learning, you know, one of us online, I don't want to mention her name. She's a woman outside the country, not in Ghana. She's a woman who has really understand first fruit. Understood, sorry, first fruit. And she sends her first fruit with passion. She just sent me a message. Papa, since the Resurrection Sunday is the beginning of God's Kairos year, why don't we pay first fruit in God's Kairos year, rather in the lunar calendar? It is something I'm thinking about. It's something I'm thinking about. But this time, I don't want to be deviating. But I got to understand, because you see, we are in a secular system. So anything you do to beat the system, to subdue the system, so it is still not bad to begin the year with your with your first fruit. It is still not bad if you want to wait till the resurrection, the Kairos. That one also is not bad. So whichever way you are led, that is just by the way. Now, God's Kairos year begins with what? Formation. Formation unto delivery. So right now, something has started forming. In God's Kairos year, something has started forming about you in your life, which you haven't seen yet. And that thing must be delivered by the next Kairos year. It must be delivered. For instance, Hannah went to Shiloh as a barren woman. Hannah went to Shiloh with a womb that God has shut. But a year after, Hannah went back to the same Shiloh as a mother, with a son, Samuel. So you see, when she went to Shiloh, because she participated, something started for me. Her prayer started for me. Her so-so-and-so started for me. I declare to you that by the next Easter, your testimony should be in your hands. Especially those who want to marry, those who want childbirth, those who want jobs and careers. I mean, those who want some spiritual gifts. I'm telling you that the formation has started. It has started. It has not started. That is why you need to be careful with your words. That's why we need to manage our emotions. Please manage our emotions. Manage offenses. Manage anger. These are the things that frustrate the formation. I'm telling you. Mismanagement of our emotions. Mismanagement of our anger. These are the things that frustrate the formation. The devil comes in. And then everything comes to halt, a standstill. We need to really manage ourselves. Now, look at the theme. Placing a demand on the finished work and the resurrection. The word demand, my God. I received this around 12:30 a.m. 12:30 a.m. when the professor, the Rema faculty, Professor Rema came and woke me up. It's not easy. Hey, you are tired. You want to sleep. But Professor Rema is standing by you. Get up. Do you know how he does it? He will bring the word. He will bring the message. The message will start ringing in your head to force you to get up and write it. Hey. These are some of the issues that I'll be addressing, the sacrifices we make to come and stand there on Sunday to minister. Sometimes people think that we are wasting your time. Never. Never at all. Never. Right now, you don't know. What you are receiving is more than the money you have spent. I'm telling you. Sometimes when we go to the cemetery to bury people, one day, I don't know who was standing by me. I say, look. You know, at the cemetery, when the casket is in the tomb, if you don't know and you begin to talk, if you don't take care, people will think that you are seeing a ghost or whatever. So we don't say things. But once I say, look, when you see the glory the person was dying with, the star that we were burying, how? Meanwhile, the person in his life or her life, he didn't show. Why? It is these things. Mismanagement. And then certain mindset that we carry. Always ensure that your mindset agrees with the Bible and the Holy Spirit. I beg you. Always this secular mindset, philosophy, ideologies, please. Make sure that they are matching with the word of God because you are a covenant child. You are the seed of the finished work. That is why you see that, look, people should not come to church and go back the same. We don't have miracle services. We don't have a day that we organize miracle services. God performs miracles every time. Even right now online. Look at the testimonies that we're giving. Somebody, I just spoke that you, hey, this, from that day, the person, yesterday after church, a woman came to give me a testimony how God has healed her of sciatica pain. Sciatica pain. That thing is painful. That is what makes women sometimes to limp. Pain. By just a declaration, during my appreciation, the woman was in pain and the person has to go out and stand there crying. But the Lord said, go and write off your account. She was to go through an operation. The Lord said, if you don't want to go and write off everything, come and give, said the man of God was just speaking. So she went. She has an account on her phone. Did transfer. And then after that, what has happened? What has happened? And the next Sunday, she came and I declare a word and she held it. Say, this is my word. From that day, she said, my appreciation December, she said, she want to wait and see whether it is really true, whether the pain will still come back. We are in the fourth month, no pain again. Yesterday after church, she came to me. And she said, Papa, we shouldn't joke with your words. Papa, I've just been praying for you that God will protect you for us. But there is something I will address because of a comment I heard. Not that people are angry, no, but I needed to explain to you how our services are. People are coming from far. They shouldn't go back with their loads. Now, many of us are Sunday worshippers. Now, only 10 to 15 people attend Wednesday Bible studies and then Friday prayer meeting. 10 to 15. 10 to 15. And only about 6 to 10, the same number, are always online. So you see that many of us are now Sunday worshippers. So when we come, God must touch us. You know, there are two kinds of pastors. So we have maintaining pastors and ministering pastors. Maintaining pastors, they only create atmosphere to take your offering, pay your tithe, whatever. You come and dance and dance and dance and dance and sing songs. Laugh and laugh and laugh. It's offering time. It's tithe time. They are very diplomatic. They speak in a way that they don't offend you. They are not radical. They don't mention some things. No, they don't want to offend you so that you go back with your money, get angry, and you will not give again. But you know, your loads are still on your neck. Your loads are still on your neck. We have ministering pastors. They are surgeons. They are neurosurgeons. They cut through your soul. They pierce through you to bring out things that should not be there. They are not diplomatic. They speak to your issues and your situations. I am a ministering pastor. I am one of them. People should not come and go back with their problems and their loads. So that is, I will address that. Beloved, the word demand simply means an insistent and peremptory request that is made as a right, a request you make as a right. It also means ask authoritatively, ask something authoritatively, because we are going to use this word this week. Placing a demand. It means to order something to. It means to command to. It means to tell something to do something. It means to request, to call, to command. And do you know something? You and I, as the seed of, as the offspring of, as the product of the finished work of Christ, have been qualified and given the right to place a demand on the finished work of Christ. Did you get that? You and I, somebody should write it for me. You and I are the only people on earth that have been given the right to place a demand on the finished work of Christ on the cross. When you talk about the finished work of Christ, is the blood of Jesus. Everything Jesus did, all the sufferings, that's the finished work. And the only person on earth that has been given the right to place a demand, like to command. Look, we are not commanding God. No, we are commanding the blood. That's why we take communion. That's why we take communion. Blood is an object. Blood is not a thing. No. The blood of Jesus is life. It's his life. His life that he gave for the sacrifice. So we can command that life. We are not commanding Jesus. We are not commanding God. But we are commanding the blood and the resurrection power. You and I are the only people here on earth that have been given the right to place a demand, to place a demand on the finished work of Christ. I am telling you, you and I are the only people here on earth that have been given the right to place a demand, to ask authoritatively, because we are children of God. The blood was shed for us. Look, when was that? Was it on Friday that I declared the blood and the test, that testimony that has come, that came? Yeah. Friday. I left these days, most of the time by 5 a.m., I've left the house. The Lord will just lead me, just go to your office and pray. Pray for the church. Pray for my people. Immediately, I left. By the time I got to the junction to join the main road, the Holy Spirit just dropped the blood prayer. That's what we are going to pray right now. I started declaring the blood. Declaring the blood. Got to the office around 5:30. Declaring the blood. Look, I declared the blood till 10 a.m. until I had a call. And I was recording. I've recorded that prayer. I don't know who I need to share with. That is my secret. But we are going to pray some, not all. Just now, I don't have to be giving things away like that. Because sometimes people think you talk too much. So, you know, after declaring the blood, around about 1.5 hours time, I had a call. Pastor, where are you? Are you in your office? I say yes. I want to come and see you. And the rest is a testimony. I can't share that testimony now. I can't share that testimony now. Even the dream I had last night, I can't share that testimony now. I can't share that. We just want to pray today. So, beloved, to begin with, let me say this again, that you and I are the only people here on earth that have been given the right to place a demand on the blood and the finished work. This word should not leave you from today. I place a demand. I place a demand. I place a demand on the blood. I place a demand on the finished work to work for me. I place a demand on the resurrection power. I place a demand. 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 Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The finished work the blood, and the resurrection is my clearance. It's my clearance. It's my exchange. It's my exemption. It's my escape. It's my elevation. It's my execution. It's my qualification. It's my taking over. It's my guarantee. It's my position. This thing we are doing. Look, the doors are opening. If you know what is happening, beloved, if only we shall be conscious. You see, today I've realized that if you don't take care, this online, look, people are following everything. I'm not saying don't follow. Please, because I also follow to refresh myself. But let's listen to me. You don't need everything. No. Not everything that is good is actually for you. There are some things that are actually meant for you. They are the things that tackles your situation. They are the things that tackles your situation. It just occurred to me that most of these men of God, they are not on podcast, so I can say this. Who follow me? Facebook. Not knowing that they are just following me to also start this. All of a sudden, people have also started. So-and-so prayer, 6 p.m. So-and-so, 9:30. So-and-so, this. So-and-so this, I say, wow. So the Laliboja has just become a pace setter. So you think people are following you. Now, one thing too we have realized, never think that your members, you are the only person that your members are following. They are following all kinds of things. But listen to me, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Everything is good, but what is it that is actually designed for you? Designed for you. These prayers, they are designed for us. I will take 10 minutes of your time today. We are going to pray for the next 20 minutes. Say, my Father in heaven, thank you for today. That the finished work of Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ has qualified me. Has qualified me. Has qualified me to place a demand, to place a demand, to place a demand on the finished work, 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 the blood of Jesus Christ, the finished work of Christ on the cross. Has qualified me, Gladys Boja, to place a demand
on the blood, to place a demand on the finished work
and the resurrection power.
Therefore,
this morning, to manifest my destiny, to manifest my deliverance, to manifest my promotion, to manifest my shift,
to manifest
to manifest my switch,
to manifest my
switch, to manifest my turnover, and my change over, to manifest right now,
to manifest right now,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I place a demand.
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 I place
a demand.
I place
on the finished work.
On the finished
on the finished work and the resurrection power to manifest me,
to manifest me,
to manifest me,
to
manifest my fulfillment,
to
manifest my shift,
to
manifest my shift, to manifest my switch, to manifest my turnover, to manifest my changeover. Rakata kaba rakata kaba itala baba irababa. Ili bebekete ke baroko tuku 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 tuku, walike bebekete ke baroko tuka ba itale basu, ribebekete ke baroko tuka ba itale beshe, ribapa rakata kaba itale beshe kete ke bara, rababa baba kata kaba itale beshe, libebekete ke baroko tuka ba itakuli.
Thank you, Lord, for today. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the finished work.
I place a demand. I place a demand to manifest. I place a demand on the finished work of Christ, on the resurrection power, to manifest my excellence, to manifest my academic excellence, to manifest my academic excellence, to manifest my sponsors, to manifest my destiny helpers, to manifest my destiny helpers, to manifest my partners, to manifest my sponsors, to manifest my finances, to manifest it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I place a demand. I place a demand. I place a demand. I place a demand on the finished work of Christ and the resurrection power to manifest academic excellence, to manifest academic excellence, to manifest moral excellence, to manifest moral excellence, to manifest moral excellence, to manifest financial stability, financial stability, financial stability, stability, career stability, business stability, to manifest business expansion, business expansion, business growth,
I place a demand on the finished work of Christ on the blood of Jesus on the resurrection power to manifest my testimony, to manifest my expectation, to manifest my dream, to manifest my destiny, to manifest my healing, to manifest my testimony, to manifest my deliverance, yes Lord, to manifest my destiny offers.
On the finished work of Christ,
I place a demand, yes Lord, as a bona fide property of the Lord God Almighty, as a child of God, I place a demand, yes Lord, on the finished work of Christ, on the blood of Jesus, on the resurrection power, to manifest my testimony, to manifest that expectation, to manifest my miracle, to manifest my destiny, to manifest excellence, to manifest ideas, yes, ideas, productive ideas, yes, for business breakthrough, yes, to manifest,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
to manifest, yes, my promotion and my shift, amen.
Let's declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
I place a demand.
I place a demand.
I place a demand.
I place a demand
by the finished work,
by the finished
and the resurrection
work.
Power
and the resurrection power.
Get the prayer point home. By you see, we are praying differently because now we are going to place a demand on the elements of creation.
Okay.
We are going to place a demand on the sun by day, the moon and the stars by night, and the earth, the sea. Look, God was teaching me the other day, Rema professor. He was teaching me. Do you know why God created day and night? Night. And do you know why witches? I think I've shared with you. Why witches are always ahead and on top? Do you know why? Night is made for impregnation. You impregnate the night. You speak what the day should manifest in the night. From 6 p.m., any time from 6 p.m., before you go to bed, before you fall asleep, what you want the day to manifest, you speak it into the night and you go to sleep. The moon and the stars by night, sorry, they will start forming it. By daybreak, the sun will start manifesting it. You say, Pastor, where is this? Go to Psalm 19. Everything is in the Bible. Go to Psalm 19, verse 1. Psalm 19, verse 1. Please. It's a teaching time and a prayer time. We will end 7:10 exactly. I will take 10 minutes of your time. Today, I wanted to set a good record, but, you know, one doesn't know when God will say, come home. So, please, bear with us. Let us download everything we have. But one doesn't know. Jesus is coming soon. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth. Did you get that? Verse 1. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament, the skies proclaim his handiwork, of the work of his hands. So, you know, witches, do you know why they meet in the night? That is where they go to alter people's destinies. They will mention your name. Of course, you will never succeed. Your marriage this. Your so-so and so this. Your so-so and so this. They do that. When you are asleep, snoring, I'm not saying that don't sleep. Sleep is important. But at least 30 minutes before you sleep, declare what the day should produce. Which is, they meet in the night to speak into people's marriages, people's dreams, people's health, people's finances. And the daytime, they are free. They finish. And do you know why those things shouldn't manifest? Because we are hiding in Christ. But do you know why they manifest? Our mouth. Our mouth gives clearance to them. You wake up, and your husband just got you angry. Your mate just got you angry. Your wife just got you angry. A friend just got you angry. The devil just, you just receive a call. And then this, pack, 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 you begin to talk. So, then it is working. That opens the door. That's all they are doing. They project situations that will make you open up for them. That's all. Otherwise, there is no way. There is a prayer we are going. Numbers 22:23. No enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Israel. Never. It shouldn't work. But why is it working? Why is it working? Our attitudes, our lifestyles, our mindset, they are keys. No enchantment. That one. Numbers 22:20. We are going to use King James. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
And say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And by the finished work and the resurrection power, I place a demand on the sun by day,
on the sun by day,
the earth on which I walk,
the earth on which I walk,
the mountains, the vegetation, the moon and the star by night. I place a demand on all the elements of creation.
I place a demand.
on them a demand to manifest my testimony, to manifest my dream, to manifest my destiny, to manifest my fulfillment, to manifest every declaration I have made. I place a demand. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation. I place a demand on the elements of creation.
I place a demand on the
paparakata kabayakata kabayakata kabaya.
I place a demand.
The paparakata kaba italepeshekete kebara.
By the finished work of Christ and by the resurrection power, I place a demand. On the sun by day, on the earth, on the sea, on the mountains, on the vegetation, on the moon, and the stars by night, I place a demand on you. I place a demand on you in the name of Jesus Christ to manifest my testimony, to manifest my dream, to manifest my destiny, to manifest my fulfillment. In the name of Jesus Christ, I place a demand.
I place a demand. I place a demand.
I place a demand on all the elements of creation to manifest my fulfillment, to manifest my testimony, manifest my dream, manifest my destiny, manifest.
Place a demand right now.
Place a demand.
Manifest my destiny. Place a demand for the elements of creation to manifest your testimony. Manifest our testimony. Manifest our husband. Manifest our wife. Manifest our childbirth. Manifest our dream. Manifest our destiny. Manifest childbirth. Manifest childbirth. Manifest childbirth. Manifest childbirth. Manifest marriage to the single. Manifest marriage to the single. Manifest childbirth, manifest childbirth, manifest career prosperity, career prosperity, business prosperity, financial prosperity, economic prosperity. Manifest. We place a demand on the elements of creation to manifest. To manifest our breakthrough, to manifest our victory, to manifest our prosperity, to manifest our increase, to manifest our promotion, to manifest our position, manifest the testimonies, manifest the testimonies, everyone online, online. To manifest your agency, to manifest your turnaround, to manifest your turnover,
Everyone you meet, every man or woman,
let them become agents.
Yes, Lord. Let them become agents and agencies. Everyone you meet, let them become agents and agencies. Amen.
This prayer is something. Our last prayer, Numbers 22:23. Sorry, Numbers 23:23. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
The finished work
and the resurrection power.
And the resurrection
qualifies
power.
To place a demand
on the word of God.
Right now,
the word of God.
I declare
right now.
Numbers 22:23.
Let the occult here, let the infinity here, let the witches and wizards here, let the agents of darkness, at my workplace, in my family, in my neighborhood, that are on assignment against me, against my destiny, against my destiny, against my health, against my destiny, against my destiny, against my life. Let them all hear. Numbers 23:23. Let every ruler of darkness of this world. Yes, Lord, and give way to my delivery angel, because I am in my Kairos season. Therefore give way. Hear the word of God. No enchantment, no divination against any aspect of my life.
I am a winner. I am on top. I have overcome. I welcome my testimony. I welcome the delivery angel. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We exhort you for how far you have brought us. Unto you alone be all the glory. I seal this declaration and prayers with the blood of Jesus Christ. As you started doing with me last week, Father, even we didn't pray the clearance one, Father, give us testimonies today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Congratulations and God bless you for your time. Once again, I say the demand is working. You are next to testify to the glory of God. Stay blessed. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.